Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Already hearing from so many of you who are sharing the significant questions facing your NFL team as we get ready to kick off 2024. Love it. It's a mixed bag, though, when it comes to the emotions. I'm always honest about this. It's a lot of work for those of us who are in the sports broadcasting business. The NFL drives the bus. If there's one thing you need to know, there are a lot of other ways that you can cut corners. I'm not saying I do, only that there are ways in our business that you can cut corners. Maybe you don't have to know this sport or that sport as well. Just don't talk about it. For instance, any of you who listen to the show or listen to sports radio on a regular basis, you know, not everybody talks hockey. Not everybody talks golf. Or tennis. And you can get away with ignoring some of, I don't want to call hockey a minor sport. That's not what I'm saying. But you can get away with ignoring some of the individual sports or not talking about hockey, because among the four major pro team sports in the U.S., it's the one that I would say is the least popular in terms of TV coverage, in terms of the media. The one thing you cannot get away with in our business is scrimping or cutting corners on the NFL. You just cannot. It's the one sport where everyone in the country has a modicum of interest, and it can range from mild to over-the-top passionate. But everyone in the country cares about what's happening with all the other teams. So I can talk about the Patriots and fans in the desert care. I can talk about what's happening in the NFC West, Seattle Seahawks, and the fans in Florida care. It's all interconnected. When it comes to fantasy football, when it comes to betting, of course. But just the interest. I was going to say the games just take place once a week, but that's not really the case anymore with the NFL. Now we get games on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. I told you this during 2020 when the league managed to schedule games on every single day of the week. There was no going back. Just talked about this with Charles Davis of the NFL and CBS. He was part of our last show, so he was our guest on the Hump Show. And he was saying he got it so wrong. When Christmas landed on a Wednesday, he thought, oh, the NBA is going to be thrilled. They get their holiday back. It's all about the NBA on Christmas Day. Oh, no. The NFL figured out a way to schedule games on a Wednesday. And why not? It's urban sprawl, but the NFL can get away with it. It is the league that every other league wants to be when it grows up. And so there's a lot more fan engagement. Listeners are tuned in ways that maybe they don't during other times and seasons of the year. It brings people to sports TV and radio because you all want to keep up, just like I do. However, it requires being all in. It's our go season too, our go time as well. So yeah, when it gets to Friday morning during football season, it's nice. Nice to have a break. Fridays are my no sports day during football season. It's just the one day. Just give me one day when there's no sports. So that's the one day. So yeah, it requires a lot of work. Mentally and physically, it's pretty tiring. And it's just not me saying that. You'll hear that. Charles said it himself. He's like, I don't know why in the middle of the summer people are wishing the NFL would come back quickly, because it's nice to have a couple of months off. I remember running into a former NFL QB who now has a prominent position in sports broadcasting. And this was at the Super Bowl in Vegas. And I asked him how he was doing. And again, this is a guy who makes his living first playing, now covering the NFL. And he said to me, can't it just be done? Can't we just get through this week? Can't you just go away, football? I mean, that's someone who has made it his life, because it is all consuming. So yeah, there's a lot of emotions. I feel like my life is not my own once the NFL kicks off. At the same time, it's great for business. And so you'll never hear me complain. I might complain behind the scenes once or twice, but you'll never hear me complain. You only ever hear the enthusiasm and the energy when it comes to the NFL. And a lot of you feel the same. At A-Law Radio, as well as on our Facebook page, you're answering our question. What's the most significant query, the most significant challenge facing your NFL team in 2024? Yeah, your comments are already coming in. And I love that you're phrasing them, some of you, in the form of a question. Like Theodore on Facebook, is Caleb Williams for real? Derek, will the Saints' new offensive scheme take? John, will the Patriots win a game? Oh, come on. They're going to win at least one game. There's a reason why only two teams in NFL history have ever gone winless. It's actually harder to go winless than it is to go undefeated. It's really difficult. You have to try really hard to not win a game.
And a follow-up to that, one other guy said, Kevin said, will the Patriots get three wins or less?
Very low expectations in New England. But hey, there's good news. Your former coach, he's not shrinking back into the hedge a la Homer.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to, because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
He's everywhere. What if, here's a question, what if Bill Belichick catches the media bug the way that Bill Cowher did and decides he's never going back? Remember Bill Cowher when he left the Steelers? There was, I think, a general consensus that he would end up back in coaching. And the next opportunity came along and he decided he'd wait. Then another one came along and yeah, I kind of like this TV schedule. Another one came along. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and watch my daughter play volleyball in college. I think she went to NC State, but don't quote me on that. Another one came along, and by that time, he just wasn't interested in going back to the nonstop schedule that we just talked about. For coaches, it's even more intense. He wasn't interested in working every single day of the week, 12 months a year. Wasn't interested in the stress and the pressure. Nah, just kind of liked his cushy TV gig. What if that happens with Bill Belichick?
Here I am.
He has got all kinds of media responsibilities. They're going to keep him really busy. as you can imagine, he's in hot demand. He took over for Tom Brady on the Let's Go podcast. It's actually a show on SiriusXM NFL Radio. But he took over for Tom Brady with Jim Gray and Max Crosby. So that's the new tandem. Jim Gray used to be Brady and Larry Fitzgerald. Now it's Jim, Bill, and Max. Going to be a great show. So he's doing that every Monday. He's also doing the Monday Night Mannings. He's joining them for the first half of every game. My gosh, Peyton and Eli, two of the Patriots' nemeses during the course of their careers. And now they've got Belichick as their weekly guest. But where else are you going to go to get Belichick's instant analysis on a football game? That's it. That's where you're going to get it. It's pretty incredible. He's also doing a show with Peyton in which they preview the Monday night game. I don't remember exactly where that's to be accessed, but it's out there. You'll find it. And now he's on InstaFace.
Hello, InstaFace.
You can hear him smiling. That's the funny part about Belichick. He's been monotone for so long. When he faces the media during the week, after a game, especially after a loss, it's been so monotone and need to know, as in you don't need to know, and just acting annoyed and irritated at questions. Ask him a yes-no question. He'll say yes or no, most of the time no. And now you can tell because there's some life, some energy in his voice. You don't even have to see him to know that he's smiling and he's proud of himself.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join SnapFace, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
He's so proud of himself. So proud of himself. Now, here's the question. Did he write that or did someone else write it for him? That sounds like him, though.
I think it's him.
He's clearly reading it. That part you can tell, which right. I don't have any issues with. But do you think someone wrote it for him or he wrote his own script?
He wrote his own script. I think he's trying to be fun.
Oh, he definitely is.
I think he's trying to be fun. at least the public perception of it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
Watch out for the flying pigs. That's what's going to happen.
See you soon.
So here's the deal. There's a chance he could never go back to coaching. Although there are some people, as recently as a few months ago, who thought he would end up taking a job mid-season. We know he turned down opportunities to be defensive coordinator. Wasn't it the Niners? Yes. Kyle Shanahan,
and
he knows Bill. Their families know each other. Kyle Shanahan wanted to bring him on as a DC, as the new DC, and he decided he would rather wait for a head coaching gig. We don't know that he was ever officially offered a head coaching job. Atlanta was the team he talked to multiple times. They ended up going a different direction. I think Belichick cast too large a shadow for the Falcons, for the front office specifically. But I wonder if he gets so enamored of broadcasting and being free to be me. But it is sort of humorous that both he and Brady are making their broadcasting debut in the same season. That's funny.
It's something. but I will say this. Let's ask this question after the Cowboys season.
So you are potentially seeing an opening with Dallas if they don't do any better than they did a year ago, meaning win a playoff game, get to the NFC Championship.
I'm stunned that the Cowboys, even the Jets, I'm stunned that none of those teams.
He hates the Jets.
I know. But it's a perfect spot for him with Rodgers and a win now team. That's a team he needs.
Well, okay, I get what you're saying. If he were coaching this season, maybe.
Right.
But Rodgers, we don't know that he's going to be there past this year.
Of course, I'm saying prior to this season.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm saying prior to the season. But going into the season, I think the opening is the Cowboys. And If they...
Ouch, poor Mike McCarthy.
If they falter, I'm surprised he's still there. If they falter, I think that heats up, and that's the direction that Belichick goes if he goes back into coaching.
Gosh, I'm not surprised he's still there. I think McCarthy's done a great job. I know that their exit from the playoffs last year was embarrassing, humiliating, but I don't think that it should erase everything he's done while he's been there. And it's not as though the team wasn't prepared. That you ask a bunch of different people around the Cowboys how that happened against the Packers, and you'll get a bunch of different answers, but... I mean, it shouldn't erase how good they were during the regular season, but it will be interesting considering they have a new defensive coordinator themselves. And yeah, the pressure is definitely on because Jerry is all in. Whatever that means, he's all in. It may not mean a new contract for Dak Prescott, and they actually may be a signal that he's all in. Why? Not willing yet to hitch his wagon to Dak's star again. If the results are the same, he was terrific in the regular season. I'm on board with Dak. I think he's an above average quarterback. One of the top 12 in the league. So I do think he's above average. He was an MVP candidate. And a big portion of that is his rapport, his rhythm with CeeDee Lamb. And CeeDee's back on the field. But I don't know that Jerry might not just want to see another year and see this combination. I think everything is under scrutiny in a year in which you're all in. All in.
Excuse me.
Give me some oxygen. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Not sure if you all heard what happened in Atlanta at a school where there was a shooting. There is a football connection. And on Wednesday, the Columbus Blue Jackets and the community mourning the loss of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. Glad to have you with us, even when we talk about hard stuff. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is always a hard thing when tragedies intersect with our sports. Not that as human beings we're strangers to tragedy, but a lot of you, and I understand it, want your sports broadcasting, your sports in general, to be tragedy-free, to be a refuge from tragedy, whether natural disasters or whether man-made issues. Unfortunately, sports is a microcosm of real life. And that means that we do have these moments, these tragedies, these agonizing stories in which it's impossible to escape. And again, I don't think it's necessary all the time, but I do understand why many of you tune into sports radio for that reason. But I saw the football connection with the shooting in Atlanta, and I wanted to mention it. In saying that, my heart goes out to the families, the victims who are still recovering at Appalachian High School in Georgia. Richard Aspinwall, the defensive coordinator of the high school football team there, he was among the four people who were killed Wednesday in the shooting at his school. 39 years old, listed as not just the defensive coordinator, but a math teacher on the school's website. And that resonates with me. My mom, a longtime math teacher, but even if she didn't teach math, just the fact that she was in a school for 40 plus years, almost every day, hardly ever missed, loved being there. And here is this man who devoted his life and his time to coaching and teaching. His family and friends called him Ricky. and now his football team moves forward without him. But these are kids. No human is immune to the types of emotions that they're feeling: grief, pain, confusion, sadness, anger. But when it's kids, sometimes it feels so much worse. Aspinwall, along with another math teacher, Christina Irimi, hope I'm saying her name right, she was 53 years old, and then a pair of 14-year-old students, Mason Schermerhorn and Christian Angulo. And sadly, as much as he could certainly be branded a monster, the shooter himself was 14 years old. He was arrested, law enforcement able to corral him, and he will be charged with murder. So still active investigation, still trying to figure out why and when and how. But there were 9 more people, 8 students, who were injured and taken to the hospital. Authorities did say that all of those 9 are expected to survive. But certainly thinking about that football team, and just the school in general, who won't ever be the same. This is not a political statement. It's not an anything statement other than my heart hurts for them. And thinking about the football team specifically and how hard this will be. Also saw this online, which is just really sad. A year ago, this same young man made online threats about a school shooting. The FBI went to his house, talked to him, talked to his dad. And now a year later, he carries it out, allegedly. So that community, Georgia, thinking about them as they start a school year, so often it's full of promise and excitement and anticipation, especially when it comes to the sports and the kids who are on these teams. Got coaches in my family.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy 2. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy 2 get 4 free when you buy 6. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those of you who are involved with high schools, teaching really at any level, you know the rhythms, the routine. I mean, New York City schools are starting on Thursday. So there's some schools that are still just now going back. And that whole routine shattered now. A lot of tough decisions to be made by the school district and the officials in that town. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also on Wednesday, fans and Columbus Blue Jackets players and coaches and officials all got together for a candlelight vigil outside the arena to remember one of their favorites, Johnny Gaudreau, and his brother Matthew. And we've been talking about the story. They died last Thursday evening. They were riding their bicycles near their home in New Jersey, near their family home in New Jersey, and they were hit by a suspected drunken driver on the eve of their little sister's wedding. They were supposed to be standing up with her the next day. Talk about a senseless unthinkable tragedy, two of these in the span of a week. And I know these aren't the only ones. These types of things happen all over the country, of course. As humans, we screw up and we hurt other people. So it's never going to be a perfect place. And it's impossible to talk about all of them. But the ones where there's a sports connection gives us an opportunity to highlight some of these people. And everything that you hear about Johnny, everything you hear about Matthew, they were inseparable. They were a close-knit family. They were both husbands and fathers. In Johnny's case, two littles under the age of two. And in Matthew's case, his son on the way to be born in December. And so there were about 1,000 people outside the arena in Columbus. And they had a slideshow on a video screen. Lots of pictures of the brothers from when they were kids and teenagers. And then into playing college hockey and the pros. And even wedding pictures and pictures of family. If you haven't seen the photos, there are a lot of people needing to come together and remember them and find support and encouragement with others who are feeling the same pain. And members of the team there as well. The GM, the captain, Boone Jenner, a couple of other players too. I just want you to hear some of what they had to say.
And talking to people in the organization, including the guys with me here today, it is apparent just how special a person Johnny was and how significant his loss is being felt by everyone. While there's a huge hole in our lineup, there's even a larger one in our hearts.
I just want to say thank you, John, for choosing Columbus when other people wouldn't. You brought so much joy and excitement to this city. I've never quite seen anything like it. Something only truly special players can do, and that's what you were.
We're going to get through this together. We're going to grieve, cry, be vulnerable, and support each other every step of the way. But we will persevere because I know that's what Johnny would have wanted.
If you think about driving after a few beers or a fun night, please, please, please do not find a way home. Thank you.
So the general manager and various players is speaking to the fans there, but also sharing their memories, some of their stories. Boone Jenner, could hear him in tears. And this one, this tragedy, right, is one of those ones that happened so suddenly. Not sure it makes it any easier when we know we're about to lose someone that we care about. Maybe have a chance to say goodbye, have a chance to prepare a little bit. Again, I'm not sure that makes it easier, but it's so hard when it happens so quickly. It's stunning, right? It's astonishing. And to have these two brothers from the same family, their own family by blood, but also family via the NHL. I know they're planning a vigil in Calgary as well. So a lot of people gathering outside the arena and help sometimes to be able to talk to others who loved those that were lost, right? To find other people who cared as much as they did. And I know often we talk about funerals, right? Or memorial services. They're not for the people who are gone. They're for the people who are left behind. And so I hope this gave them an opportunity to hug people, right? Hug other people who loved Johnny and Matthew. And certainly when the season starts, they'll find a way to honor them both in Columbus and probably in Calgary, maybe the entire league. So a couple of really emotional scenes on Thursday or Wednesday, excuse me. We talk about even as we head into what's a really exciting time of year, and hockey will be back on the ice soon. Football, of course, we talked about the high school, the Friday night lights, and how quickly spirits can be dampened and those scenes can be marred by tragedies. It's a tough week, although I'm not sure when there isn't a tough week, right? Seems like we're constantly talking about losses like this. at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. I know a lot of you have posted yourselves about the Gaudreaus and about the situation. It's always good to hear from you. As I say, lots of support and encouragement we can find when we reach out to other people who feel the same way that we do. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Well, and we are closing in on week one of the NFL. Still unclear if the Bengals are going to have their biggest playmaker on the field when they take on the Patriots Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase did practice his first official practice, continuing to try to get that new contract. And Joe Burrow, obviously excited to have a guy that's been his best receiver going back to their days at LSU.
Yeah, great to have him back. Great player. You know, a guy that we need to be our best.
Meanwhile, Broncos corner Patrick Surtain reportedly agreed to a four-year deal, $96 million, $77.5 million in guaranteed money. Denver also voted rookie quarterback Bo Nix as a team captain, first rookie to get that honor from the Broncos since 1967.
You know, that's not something that happens that often. I think, you know, it's something you earn, and these guys, you know, all of them voted on these guys, and it was probably as clean a result that I'd seen in a while.
That's head coach Sean Payton. Baseball, the Cubs blanked the Pirates 12-0. Showed it. Imanaga and two relievers combining on a no-hitter. Imanaga went the first seven strikeouts, 95 pitches. Manager Craig Counsell spoke about the decision to pull him after the seven.
It's always hard to do in that situation. But, you know, look, just you're taking care of Shota. I mean, it's 100% about taking care of Shota. Making sure we're doing the right thing for him.
Rest of your scores. Phillies double up the Blue Jays 4-2. Kyle Schwarber went deep, tying Alfonso Soriano's record from 2003, 13th leadoff homer of the season. Royals top the Guardians 4-1. Tommy Pham, a go-ahead three-run shot, while Seth Lugo, 7 innings, a one-run ball. Padres walking off on the Tigers 6-5-10. Braves dismissed the Rockies 5-2. Angels rocked the Dodgers 10-1. Mets pushed their win streak to 7, down the Red Sox 8-3. Reds punished the Astros 12-5, courtesy of a 9-run first. Rays overwhelmed the Twins 9-4. Cardinals survived the Brewers 3-2-10. Diamondbacks race the Giants 6-4. After the game, San Francisco also reportedly agreed to a 6-year extension, $151 million with Matt Chapman. Mariners dominate the A's 16-3. Rangers outscore the Yankees 10-6. White Sox 8, Orioles 1, and the Marlins outlast the Nationals 4-3-10. Jessica Pegula ousted the top seeded Iga Świątek at the U.S. Open semifinals. Yannick Sinner took out Daniil Medvedev, both into their first U.S. semifinals as well. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's bold family of EVs that bring a new kind of energy to your journey. The Ioniq 5 and 5N, Ioniq 6, and Kona Electric, the most electric EV lineup. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I did not know this existed until just a few minutes ago, but Dan Campbell is all the rage right now, not just for his press conference quips, or his intensity, his energy. I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic for what we saw from him on Hard Knocks, but apparently he's a pitch man now. He's got a new commercial for Applebee's.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They can steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
It's really funny. I'll see if I can find the commercial to share on our social, but you can hear what's happening. First of all, that's his voice without a doubt. Welcome to Applebee's. And he mentions the special on wings, but what you don't see is he's got a menu that's covering his mouth so that no one can steal the play.
Welcome to Applebee's.
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth.
And then, because he admonishes his table to cover up their mouths with their menus, they do the same and order the wings. It is really cute.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
It's clever. And it's Dan Campbell. I had no idea he was so versatile.
And that's fine.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. What did we hear from Charles Davis on the Hump Show? That ever since the Lions did Hard Knocks, he feels like they're everyone's second favorite team. And I love that because I do think going back to the same fever, the same furor that swept the nation when the Cubs were closing in on a World Series title and trying to end their drought, everyone jumping on the bandwagon. And why not? That's cool. It's a sporting phenomenon we weren't ever sure we would see in our lifetimes. Same thing with the Detroit Lions, right? It's been decades. They've waited forever. The fan base has been the lovable losers. The Lions lovable losers for so long. Finally ending the drought, home playoff game, playoff wins, getting to the NFC Championship and coming so close to making a Super Bowl, which they've obviously never won. And Dan Campbell has got them bought in. So if you missed that conversation with Charles Davis, we did talk about Lions culture. The link is posted on both of our sites at A-Law Radio and also on our Facebook page. We're asking you, what's the most significant question facing your team as we kick off 2024? Good stuff. I like how creative you are. But I also like the fact that there's a variety of emotions that you can feel emanating from social. We're just talking about the Lions. Gene, can't we get to the Super Bowl? We were so close last year. Are we for real? This has been fun. We love Dan Campbell. Well, that's actually three questions. And I don't think there's any way you could say the Lions are not for real. They've already proved they're for real, whatever
that
means.
I'm not a lunatic.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. It's one of my
favorites. To God, I'm not a lunatic.
That might as well be me, although I'm not sure I could say that. Daryl on Facebook, will the Buffalo Bills be able to kick a field goal without going wide right? Oh, man, it hurts. It was essentially a reboot of what happened going back to Scott Norwood, Jim Kelly, all those Hall of Famers that went to four straight Super Bowls but never won. Ted, will the Commanders' defense be all right? Elliot, rooting for the New York Football Giants, how bad will the O-line be? Each year, for 10 years, we've heard there are improvements. Each year, they remain one of the very worst lines. This has been going on since the last few years of Eli. So he's really all about the O-line, which I agree. Forget what happens behind the O-line. If your O-line isn't secure, then your quarterback is a sitting duck. Paul, when will the Pats let their rookie QB play? Good question. I asked Charles Davis that same thing about when you know it's okay to throw Drake May out there, speaking of offensive lines, behind a line that is less than stellar at protection. Richard on Facebook, can Da Bears win 12 games this year? Kevin right below him, QB, go Bears. Carl, did the Falcons get it right with Raheem Morris? Todd, Rams, how will the defense hold up with the young talent and no Aaron Donald? Andy, can Tua play and throw against a good defense in the league? Craig, do the Steelers have enough skilled people on offense to fix their playoff drought? Well, they made the playoffs last year, so I'm not sure. Maybe it means playoff wins, not just playoff drought. Colin says the O-line for the Packers. Tim, question for my team would be, what's most important, football or Taylor Swift? Now, I don't know if he's a Chiefs fan. I'm going to make that assumption, but that's dumb. Are you kidding me? They're the two-time defending champions. Of course football is more important than Taylor Swift. But why can every other team have celebrities as fans, but not the Chiefs? I mean, it's kind of crazy. Patriots have celebrity fans. The Rams have celebrity fans. We could go on and on about celebrity fans for particular teams. Why can't the Chiefs have a celebrity fan? I like how Nate Burleson decided he'd had enough of people hating the NFL or ripping the NFL for allowing Taylor Swift to go to games.
Wipe the drool off your tank top and put some pants on and get out your mama's basement.
Preach, Nate. Preach. Whoa. Keep going.
I don't understand what the big deal
Keep
is.
Going.
All right, every other sport can show celebrities at their games. We show Taylor Swift.
No problem.
You get in your feels.
Yes.
And get out of your feelings,
That's
man,
right.
and watch the game.
Nate Burleson, former NFL wide receiver, also part of the NFL and CBS, and does CBS This Morning. And yeah, same kind of thing. Who cares? If you watch a broadcast of any game, especially a big game, whether you're in the arena and they're showing celebrities on the big screen, or whether you're watching on TV and they kind of dot the landscape. Didn't we see that at the Olympics? Oh my goodness, celebs out the wazoo in Paris at the Olympics. But somehow if it's Taylor Swift, then the NFL must be attempting to take advantage of her popularity. Who cares? What's the difference if you show Mark Wahlberg at a Patriots game, although I'm not sure he'll go this year, or Taylor Swift at a Chiefs game? Like I said, you go to games in LA and it's all celebrities. But do you guys get mad, those of you who don't want to see Taylor Swift? I think it's more about Taylor than it is about the celebrities. But do you get mad every time they show celebrities in the audience at a Lakers game? The WNBA this year, all kinds of celebrities for Fever games. Are you getting mad about that? I just don't understand why, whether it's Taylor Swift in a promo celebrating the Chiefs or whether it's showing her in a box for 3 seconds on camera is such a big deal. Does it hurt you? Like deep down in your heart, does it hurt you? I don't understand why it even matters. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And of course the NFL is going to take advantage of it. It's proving to people, a whole new fan base of Swifties, that the NFL is worth paying attention to. I mean, it's a brilliant marketing strategy they just stumbled into with Taylor. And she doesn't even try to be the center of attention. But how often do we see family, friends, girlfriends, wives, significant others, kids of athletes when they do something great? We see them on TV. It's neat to see their reactions. And for those of you who believe that Taylor was only there for publicity for her Eras tour, that's dumb because she doesn't need it. And that it's some type of an arrangement between her and Travis, also dumb. He doesn't need it. I mean, his podcast with Jason Kelce is the most popular sports podcast in the world. It just seems like much ado about nothing. And yet I still get people who ask me, do you think the NFL hypes up Taylor Swift too much? No, I think the NFL hypes up Patrick Mahomes far more than it hypes up Taylor Swift. I think the NFL hypes up its athletes and its games. I think the NFL is hyping up Brazil more than it's hyping up Taylor Swift. Now, coming up next hour, we'll get to QB News. Oh, producer Pete's first edition of QB News.
Here we go.
Here we go. Couple of rookie quarterbacks named captains as they prepare for their first ever NFL action. Drew Brees making an appearance on Jim Rome here on the Infinity Sports Network, talking about a couple of different quarterbacks in the league. That's kind of fun. You know, he does want to work in broadcasting. And what else? Well, Joe Burrow. Yeah, he's pretty cryptic about Ja'Marr Chase, though Ja'Marr did officially practice on Wednesday. He was on the field. He was out there limited, but still working. What does Joe have to say about his wide receiver one? Quite certain that he's not going to join InstaFace. That's something reserved for Bill Belichick. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.